USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is defending the move to dismantle the coronavirus task force in a matter of weeks, even though the number of cases of the coronavirus continues to climb.
We have hospitals that we built. We have medical centers that we built. We have people on the task force that focused on that. We have people on the task force that's focused exclusively on ventilators.
The president in Arizona met with members of the Native American community. 2,000 members of the Navajo Nation have been infected with COVID-19. He was also asked whether Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx would take part in the new committee that would be formed as the focus turns to the economy.
They will be, and so will other doctors, and so will other experts in the field.
At the Honeywell plant, the president said the pandemic has underscored the importance of restoring supply chains and a powerful domestic manufacturing base. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been hospitalized after getting an infection that was caused by a gallstone. The 87-year-old justice underwent non-surgical treatment for what the Supreme Court described as a benign gallbladder condition at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Ginsburg plans to participate in Wednesday arguments over the telephone from her hospital room. She's expecting to be released on Thursday. A big U.S. state is getting ready to change their coronavirus stay-at-home orders. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Today, we are announcing our efforts to update our stay-at-home guidelines and begin the process of moving into phase two.
That's California Governor Gavin Newsom speaking yesterday, saying new guidelines will be released in detail on Thursday. And he said if they're met, businesses can start to reopen in at least certain regions of that state.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The FBI has released statistics on the number of police officers killed in the line of duty last year. USA's John Clemens reports.
89 law enforcement officers were killed in line-of-duty incidents in 2019. Of these, 48 officers died as a result of felonious acts, while 41 died in accidents. Offenders used firearms to kill 44 of the 48 victim officers. Four officers were killed with vehicles used as weapons. Of the 44 officers killed by firearms, the FBI reports 34 were slain with handguns, 7 with rifles, one with a shotgun, while two with firearms in which the types of firearms were not known or reported. I'm John Clemens.
Storytime is going viral on social media. USA's Tim Berg reports.
A country music legend is spending his time reading a children's book to kids over a Facebook Live event.
Hi, I'm George Strait, and today I'm going to read you a book, Boys and Girls. And it's called Never Ask a Dinosaur to Dinner.
The virtual program was started last month to help entertain and promote reading.
Never ask a dinosaur to dinner, because a T-Rex is ferocious and his manners are atrocious. And you'll find that if he's able, he'll eat the kitchen table.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.